Please do not listen to this audio program while driving, while operating machinery, if you suffer from epilepsy, or at other times when you need to maintain fully awakened consciousness. If you're listening in stereo, these words should be coming from the left-hand side, and these from the right-hand side. The hypnotic process is a simple one. I'm going to first help you to relax by guiding your attention, and then I'm going to ask you to imagine or visualize some things. Some people wonder how good they are at visualizing. Well, it's actually very easy. Think of your front door. Which side is the lock on? To answer that question, you call to mind a picture of your door. That's visualization, and we can all do it. Visualization can affect your body. If you imagine something stressful, your body releases adrenaline and your muscles tense up. When you imagine something relaxing, your body chemistry changes and your muscles relax. In this hypnotic session, you will still have awarenesses. You will still be able to hear everything I say. And you will not become unconscious. Yet there will be changes. Your subconscious mind will fully experience all that's necessary to generate the profound psychological or physiological changes that you require. You may find that you do not consciously remember it all afterwards, but simply find yourself comfortable. And when you follow my instructions, there is no resistance at all. In trance, your perceptions can alter. It can range from deep relaxation to fascinating and absorbing differences in your understanding and awareness. You don't have to make any effort. Try to think or to stop. Thoughts just happen all by themselves. Simply notice your own perceptions and feelings. Enjoy whatever changes happen for you. And as you relax, your unconscious will take you just as far into hypnosis as is right for you now. Each time can be different. So now it's time to make sure that you're comfortable, sitting or reclining, in a place where you can be calm and undisturbed for half an hour or so. Place your hands down by your sides, and have your legs comfortably uncrossed. If you need to be awoken, you will awake fully alert, but for now, you can just let go. I wonder if you can imagine yourself standing underneath a warm, soothing shower, or perhaps even a waterfall of relaxation. Just feel that relaxing, comfortable feeling flowing all the way down your body, starting at the very top of your head and moving all the way down to the tips of your toes, slowly and gradually, soothing, calming, relaxation, easing away any tensions, making you feel good, making you feel comfortable, making you feel so relaxed. It's a wonderful feeling to be so relaxed, quite perfect to be here right now, enjoying this calm, soothing experience. You're now feeling very relaxed, and you're aware of your body now and the weight of your body. perhaps you can feel it sinking down even deeper under its own weight. Your mind is in complete control of your body, including your muscles, so I want you to focus your attention on your feet and your toes. And I want you to imagine that there's a relaxing energy moving into the soles of your feet. And that energy is relaxing all the muscles there in your feet and toes. Feel those muscles relax now. That energy is moving up into your calves. And as it moves, both of your calf muscles become quite loose and relaxed. Feel your calf muscles relax now. That energy is moving up into your thigh muscles, causing them to simply let go and become loose. Now let your thigh muscles just hang down off the bone as that relaxing energy is moving into your hips and groin, and all the muscles there also unwind, become loose, relaxed, as that energy flows into your buttocks. The muscles there also relax. Feel that energy moving now, relaxing. Moving up into your abdominal muscles, your waist, the small of your back. And as it does, all the muscles there are bathed in relaxing energy, which causes them to unwind like a rubber band, simply letting go. If your mind is beginning to wander now, then that's okay. It just means you're relaxing and feeling very languid. Your unconscious mind is listening very carefully to every word I say, and with each word that I utter, with each breath you take, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more as that energy continues to flow up into your chest and your upper back, causing all the muscles there to just relax and hang loose. As the energy moves up into your shoulders now, and as those shoulders relax, you can feel those shoulders sinking down. As the energy flows down into your arms, past your elbows, into those hands and fingers, relaxing all the muscles there. You might even feel some tingling in those fingertips as that relaxing energy reaches them and begins to pulse. That relaxing energy now moving up into your neck. And if you're holding any tension there, it simply dissipates, allowing the neck muscles to become loose and free. The energy now moving up into your head, causing the muscles on your scalp and around your ears to unwind. It may even feel like your scalp is sliding down as the energy begins to flow around your face, and as it moves, all the tiny muscles around your eyes, your nose, and your mouth simply let go. Your jaw relaxes, as perhaps you even allow a little space between the teeth. Even that tongue begins to relax. Your entire body now totally relaxed, feeling as limp, loose and lifeless as a rag doll. You're feeling drowsy and comfortable, safe and secure. And that energy is still in you now, and is flowing out through the top of your head and is moving back and around towards your feet. And as it reaches back to your feet, your entire body is now enveloped in a warm cocoon of energy that protects you from any negative influences. You're in a safe, comfortable place now. And you can allow yourself some time to really relax now. You may hear other sounds in your environment, but unless there's something that needs your immediate attention, you remain totally relaxed. In fact, any sounds you do hear, including my voice, only serve to help you go even deeper into relaxation. So continue to fully relax, let go, and be at ease, drifting deeper into comfort with every breath you exhale. And by drifting down now into a very deep and comfortable relaxation, your subconscious mind is in the ideal state for visualization and positive suggestions. And even though your body has struggled with excess weight for a while now, you are able to remember a time when you were just the ideal weight and shape for your height. And if you've never been that ideal weight, it really doesn't matter. Because your subconscious mind can imagine how it will feel when you've lost those excess pounds, to be able to move easily, freely, without the burden of carrying around all that excess fat. I'm sure that you know what I mean. Feeling excess weight around certain parts of your body. I want you to think of the parts of you that are causing you trouble in your everyday life. Take a moment right now and think about all the parts of you that are causing you trouble in your everyday life, parts that are related to excess weight. Perhaps having less energy than you'd like, being less mobile than you'd like. These are not good feelings for you. So far you've endured them. Putting on extra weight through some of the high-fat food you know you're eating. Knowing that sooner or later you have to do something about it, but putting off the inevitable until now. Well, now you've decided that it's time to revert to that healthier, more mobile you. And because you've decided, because you've already got it into your mind that now is the time, you're going to find that weight loss is easy. You're going to lose that excess weight. Not immediately. Perhaps over the next week or two, and over the next few months, because your lifestyle is changing now, even especially as you allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper into this comfortable and relaxing state. The first thing that your mind is beginning to accept is that in order to lose weight, you are going to be burning off more calories than you take in. This is fact. So no matter what you've eaten or drunk on a daily basis in the past, you're going to find that you now no longer need or want to eat or drink nearly as much of any substance that is fatty or unhealthy for you. If you still snack in between meals, then from now on you no longer feel that you want to do that. In fact, you do not want to do that. Your appetite for snack food is reducing. You no longer think of food in the way that you used to. It no longer comforts you. It's just a necessity. Your mind accepts these wonderful new ideas about losing weight. And when your mind accepts these ideas to reduce weight, your mind normalizes your metabolism. And your daily choices and habits begin to automatically move towards a slimmer, fitter, healthier you. These new choices then become easier to become habits, such as eating well, exercising regularly, and releasing any other unhealthy habits from your life. The first meal of your day kickstarts that metabolism. Your metabolism speeds up for 8 hours before gradually slowing down. And to until it's time for you to go to sleep. Whenever you skip your breakfast for whatever reasons, your metabolism doesn't get started until lunchtime. Therefore, you lose 3 hours of fat-burning time. So in order to lose weight faster, you begin to eat smaller, more regular meals. Meals that you might have prepared the night before, perhaps. Smaller, healthier snacks. Starting with a breakfast of some sort to kickstart your day. You can now begin to organize yourself in advance so that whenever you are hungry throughout the day, you will have access to and you will eat a small amount of healthy, nutritious food. Only healthy and nutritious food. When you've had enough to eat, you simply stop eating. Regardless of whether there is food left on the plate or in the packet or not, when you eat slower and allow yourself to savor every bite of your food, and you take regular sips of water as you eat, you will find that you will start to feel content a lot faster than usual. You simply don't have to finish off a plate of food or a full packet because it's there. That's something that parents wrongly say to children, to get them to eat their food initially. But now you've grown up, you're in charge of your eating. You are in charge of your eating. You are responsible for your eating. No one else. So you decide when you're content. And you decide to stop eating when you've met your physical needs. You begin to drink more now. Water, perhaps. Cordial, maybe. Fruit juices. As drinking more will flush any unhealthy toxins from your body. Each and every day you are drinking more and more healthy liquids, which now become the only drink that satisfy your thirst. As you begin a new healthy habit of drinking a full glass of cool, refreshing cordial, water, or juice before each meal. A full glass of cordial, water, or juice before each meal. Because this drink slightly shrinks your stomach so that you find yourself eating less, yet feeling fuller. It will help flush even more nasty toxins from your system, and this means that you're eating less, feeling fuller, and you'll begin to enjoy moving around more. When you eat, you do so to live. You no longer live to eat, you eat to live. Food is just a necessary and sometimes inconvenient distraction to whatever else is going on around you in your busy lifestyle. You do find, however, that you have no desire at all for sweet, fatty, or otherwise unhealthy food or drinks. You will view these foods right now as the enemy. They are against you. As you begin to concentrate instead on feeding and fueling your body with only the healthy nutrients that you know it needs, you can enjoy food because you have a healthy appetite for healthy food. You enjoy the taste of good food only, not snack food. You enjoy the variety of flavors in good, healthy food. Just as healthy eating people do, because you are a healthy eating person. You no longer wish to continue eating until you feel full, stuffed, can't fit anything else in. Now you can eat regular healthy meals to satisfy your physical and physiological needs. And when you're feeling emotional, frustrated, sad, angry, even bored, you find that there is always something better to do than to emotionally eat, than to comfort eat. You're eating smaller, more regular meals. Meals that you may have prepared the night before. Smaller, healthier snacks. Not going without food all day and then gorging on massive platefuls of food at night. Because snacking on bad foods isn't in your life now. Your mind is focused elsewhere. Your pastimes, your future, your zest for living, your progress at becoming healthier, fitter, and slimmer. Whatever is important for you as the wonderful creative person that you are. And when you feel hungry and have to eat food, you can find that you have no desire for sweet, fatty, or otherwise unhealthy food or drink. You have no desire for sweet, fatty, or otherwise unhealthy food or drink. You concentrate fully on fueling your body with the healthy nutrients that it needs. From this moment on, you begin to enjoy using your body to its maximum potential. If you're a person who used to take the car or take buses or taxis from place to place, you can now really prefer to walk or to cycle. You can make a determined effort to walk or cycle carefully whenever you can, every opportunity, whether it's simply up and down stairs more regularly, to the shops and back, around town, or out to visit friends. It really doesn't matter. The fact is that walking and light exercise, perhaps swimming, is becoming very important to you. Because you love the feeling of tightness in your muscles after a nice swim or a walk or a cycle. This reminds you that you're losing weight. You're losing weight, becoming healthier and feeling great. Losing weight and feeling wonderful, becoming slimmer, fitter, healthier, and much more mobile each and every day. And you will find that before long, you can not only double but treble the amount of exercise. It reminds you that you really are now losing the weight where it counts, losing weight, getting much needed exercise, toning up, feeling wonderful. You begin to have more energy during your normal everyday activities too. And you can now find yourself up and on the go as much as you can. No more sitting around and doing nothing at all. That is not for you. And even as you begin moving around more and more, you're aware that this is the way it was meant to be. So natural for you. As a human being with legs and arms, you are meant to exercise and utilize your body, to burn off any excess fat and to lose weight, rather than sitting and stagnating like an old vegetable that's ready for the bin while eating unhealthy foods. The benefit for you in the exercise is that you not only have more energy and more vitality, you really do begin to lose weight, to become more mobile, healthier, fitter, so much more motivated and driven to lose that excess weight. The wonderful thing is that it's so easy for you, because this is the way you were meant to be. So if you will, right now, I want you to imagine, to visualize, to get a sense of yourself at the weight and the size and the shape that you've set your mind on. See yourself, or just get a feeling of being slimmer, healthier, fitter, so much more confident. Knowing that you look and feel so good. See what you're wearing. Or importantly, notice how you're moving much more easily, freely, like your body should be moving. How do you feel? Imagine the congratulations and praises that people are giving you. But even so, it's nowhere near as important to you as how you feel about yourself right now. You're lighter, you're healthier, you're slimmer, you're fitter. You are your ideal weight and size for your height. You look good, you feel good, you are good. This is your ideal self. So take that image of your ideal self and place it right up there in the front of your mind. Place it up there in the front of your mind to remind you over and over again how good it will be when you've lost that excess weight. Place it up there in your mind right now. See it clearly. Focus on it. See it in every minute little detail, because that's where you're heading right now. Keep it locked up there, big and bright, loud and clear. In position in the front of your mind, locked, fixed, permanently there for you to remind yourself of where you're going, where you're going to be. You may find that there are days when you just don't feel like walking or exercising, when you're just physically unable, and that's fine, if it's just the odd day. But if your body is physically fit and healthy, then you'll find that by the following day, your determination and motivation will have doubled. Because you'll just want to catch up, because you really cannot wait to lose that excess weight. to become more mobile. If your body isn't as physically fit or as healthy as you'd like it to be, that's not a problem. You can pace yourself. Becoming in touch with your body and knowing what it's capable of is important to you. So you will push yourself only as far as you know you can safely go. Realizing perhaps that a little further will come with time, and it will. Your unconscious mind will let you know when it's time to stop. And there is a time to stop, and a time to go. And you're on the go so much more now as you move towards your healthier, fitter, slimmer self. As you relax and continue to enjoy these positive feelings, you will find that the outcome will be that, at an emotional level, you will feel much more relaxed, more balanced, and more calm every day. You'll find that your mind is calmer, and you'll feel more at peace with yourself. Allow all of these feelings to develop and to grow stronger and stronger now. Feel at peace with a sense of well-being, a sense of purpose, motivation and direction. And regardless of any stress and tensions which may surround your life, you now sense and recognize the feelings of inner peace, calmness and relaxation. You have a feeling of developing self-esteem. You feel confident that the goals you've set for yourself, the commitment you've made to yourself, you're able to keep. These feelings of inner peace and relaxation are actually creating a shield of protection around you. And you may now remain calm and more at peace, more relaxed than you've been in the past, and these positive feelings will stay with you. They will grow stronger and stronger. As you become more relaxed, in fact, this relaxed response will become a pleasant part of your life. You'll surprise yourself in that you'll find you're able to let go of things that belong to the past. You'll see them correctly in their old, true perspective, as belonging to the past. Old negative memories, old patterns of behavior, things that have raised themselves as barriers against your ability to achieve the things you want to achieve in your life. They're now fading. Things that used to worry you, or make you feel uncomfortable or tempt you, they're simply fading away. You're seeing them as part of the past. You're now opening your mind to new possibilities, new opportunities, new beginnings, and exciting new adventures. This is allowing your body to come back to its correct balance. This is allowing your mind to feel settled and calm. This is allowing you to experience a deep sense of inner confidence and contentment. And all of these positive feelings will stay with you much long after this session ends. As you stay in this content, relaxed frame of mind, you'll find that inwardly, you are getting stronger and stronger. As you become more relaxed, all of these attributes that you're seeking as a solution to any problems, and to other aspects of your life, this relaxed response will enable you to achieve all of this. And now I'm going to count to five. I'm going to count from one to five, and at the number five, you can slowly open your eyes and be fully aware. Wide awake once again. Starting with one, slowly returning to full awareness once again. Two, each muscle calm, relaxed, soothed, and comfortable. Three, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, an energy beginning to refill your entire body. Four, on the next number, slowly opening your eyes, becoming more alert, more refreshed. And five, wide awake, open your eyes, take a nice deep breath and have a stretch. Welcome back.